Okay, we'll continue on with the very prompt Kevin Harvick, who was very strong last week in Atlanta, dominating that race for his first victory of 2018, is a past winner here at Las Vegas as well. So riding high with both momentum and past success. Can we talk about those two things combined this weekend?
Yeah, you know, it's last year didn't go well with the blown tire, but the performance has been really good since I've come to SHR, getting to victory lane here. And obviously last week was, really the way that we've run in Atlanta the last 5 years. It's just we finally got to victory lane. So looking forward to the weekend, and hopefully we can continue the momentum.
Great. Questions for Kevin? Start with Mike.
Hey, Mike Embry, USA Today. Ford's really good last week, particularly yours, you just mentioned. Is that an indication you guys are going to be good over these next few races, or was that you think that was maybe some track specific?
I think it's a moving target at this particular point, just because of all the changes that we had last year. I think from last year to this year with the inspection process, the difference in the splitter rules, and just there's just a lot. There's no real rule changes other than the splitter, but everything is different just because of the way that the car is inspected. So I think, everybody's still trying to get their arms around where they're at, and I think this weekend will be a pretty good indicator of where everybody stands and stacks up compared to from one manufacturer to another, from team to team, and all those things. So, I know that Kyle Larson was really fast when they came out here and tested, and I think as we get done with this weekend, you'll see where you need to go to work and the things you need to work on for your typical mile and a half program. I think Atlanta is just, it's way different than anywhere else that we go as far as the way that you drive the track and the way the car falls off. This track has a fair amount of drop off, but it's still far different than what we raced last week.
Go to Bob, then Reed.
Bob Packer, ESPN. You now have 99 wins across the three national series. Would getting 100 with does that stat mean anything to drivers? Does it mean anything to you?
They kind of brought that to light last week. I hadn't really been keeping count, to tell you the truth. And obviously, now, and it would definitely be pretty cool to get and break 100. I think that for me is it's just a reminder of that you've been here for a long time and you've been fortunate to have, a fair amount of success and, really all three series. So it's a fun stat, and I think obviously, for me coming to Stewart Haas Racing kind of, re-energized me a little bit and re-enthused me about everything that was going on. And hopefully we can continue building on that, but it's definitely not a bad stat.
Yeah,
definitely something that's kind of fun to see.
I mean, I don't know whether cup drivers say, well, I want to have like 10 cup wins or 20 cup wins, but do you look at it and say, man, it'd be cool to have a certain number of wins across all three series?
I think if you really look at that, it's probably, for me, I feel weird looking at that as a goal. Every year, I think as you go and come to the racetrack, you want to be competitive, but you never know how the year's going to go. And about the time you think you're going to go out and win four or five races a year, you come back and it's a struggle to win any. And even if you're running good, it's hard to put these days together. So my goal is always to be competitive, race for wins, and you just never know how many are going to add up. But I'm also the guy that keeps all his trophies in a storage room because I'm embarrassed to put them out and feel like you're bragging if you have somebody walk in the front door at the office and see them all. So it's, for me, I'm the gratification that comes from winning races and being successful now is really about those guys on the team. I get more excited about seeing how happy they are and the people in the company. I love winning, but I also don't want to be, I feel like it's bragging if you have stuff out and about and showing off what you have.
Reed Spencer, NASCAR Wire Service. Given that the temperature in September is likely to be quite a bit hotter than it is now, is this race going to be able to tell you anything about what you might expect for the playoff race?
Well, I think that the trends and track time and just the thought process of knowing that you're coming back here for a second time is definitely a good thing and definitely something that is relevant for us as we go through the weekend. But, you know, I think that the progression of the year is always so drastic. You know, by the time we come back in September and you look at the downforce and the things that the car makes at that particular time compared to the beginning of the year, you know, if you look at what we raced here last year compared to what we're going to race here today, that's all a progression of the year. So coming back here, I think that progression will still stand. You'll definitely do some things different. But every racetrack has its own trends and quirks about it that you want to, you know, have written down and notice. So it's definitely an important weekend to make sure you have a firm understanding of the direction of this particular racetrack, knowing that you're coming back for the playoffs. But obviously it'll be different when it's a ton warmer.
Cool. Chris and Jerry.
Chris Knight, CatchFence.com. Kevin, is there a race in particular that you look most forward to on the West Coast swing? Obviously, you had the dominance at Phoenix over the years, but has it changed over, I don't know, the last year or so, or do you still look forward to all three races?
To be brutally honest with you, I'm looking forward to going to race the K&N car more than any of them on next Thursday, not because I don't enjoy what I do here. Just because I've never raced at the Kern County Raceway in my hometown. I like coming to all three of these races because I get to see so many people and fans and friends. But the race of the 3 weeks that we're out here, of the four that I'm going to race, is the one I'm looking forward to the most is the K&N race, just because of the fact that it's not something that I get to do all the time. But I don't know that, you know, if I had to pick one out of the three, I would pick California Speedway. Just because I love the surface and I love the fact of how much the cars wear out the tires and slide around and the multiple grooves and all the things that come with California Speedway. It's the Thursday before we go to California Speedway. Yeah.
Jerry Jordan, KickingTheTires.net and PRN. Neither stole my question because I was going to ask about California, but that's okay. Can you talk about going to Phoenix and the changes that they're going to do there, whether or not they're implemented or not yet? But the overall, you've had such dominance at Phoenix, and you talk about what the advancements they're doing at the track.
Yeah, from a fan's perspective, you know, I'm really looking forward to – that's really the biggest change. Aside from the – you know, the restart zone will be very interesting from a driver's standpoint as far as the changes, because there's really – you know, you're going to have half the field restarting in the corner. And that'll be different and exciting, which is what we need. I mean, we need different, exciting things. And I love the stadium feel that they're creating in what will be turns 3 and 4 now before the start finish line, and the amount of you know, money and time that has been spent and the thought. You know, that's not something that wasn't thought of. I mean, I think I saw the ideas 3 years ago. Of where the start finish line would be, and then the progression of the grandstands and everything that's come with it, has been fun to watch. So I'm excited for not only Phoenix, but for the fans and the experience that they have. And change is good. You know, change is enthusing. Change is exciting. And you know, I really experienced that myself when I came to Stewart Haas Racing, just in the excitement and enthusiasm that I had. And so it's fun to see, you know, these projects going and the differences that hopefully they make for the fan experience.
Any further questions for Kevin? Kevin, thank you so much. Appreciate your time. Good luck this weekend. Yeah.